Mad Marv's Notebook for August 6th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2020. So here it is, day three, not quite day two. I missed day two of Dog Days. It's getting off to a great start again. So anyway, last night I meant to record, but I was busy cleaning up after I did a photo shoot in my home studio here. And I just didn't want to shoot during the daytime because it is summer and it gets hot in here and I have no air conditioning. So it was a evening shoot, but after cleaning up and packing away stuff, it came out to be kind of late. And I knew I wanted to record something. I just kept putting it off and putting it off. And then I got tired and well, I went to sleep. But anyway, the shoot was kind of interesting. It was a nude shoot and I was playing with lights again, light painting with a projector this time, and I've had this idea before, or rather I've seen other people do projected images on a nude body before, and I thought I wanted to give it a try. I've just been putting it off for the longest time because, to me, using a projector to light paint, I don't know, it doesn't exactly feel like cheating, but it does feel like using Photoshop instead of doing real work at painting with light yourself. But you know, it's something I haven't tried before and was worth giving a try at least once, and I kind of like it. I found a couple of YouTube long form screensavers of fractals, and it's just like an auto-generating screensaver, and it projects random images, random patterns. So I got a little more variety out of that than what I've seen before, but I still want to try and find something that'll generate solid bars of light. And yeah, googling for a bar light pattern, and you just get a bunch of video test pattern pages. But I really wanted to find something that could do, like, you remember the old Windows screensaver, what was it called, ribbons, where it would have streaks of solid colors going randomly across the window. I think I may have to actually go and dig up old screensavers or figure out how to tweak the Windows screensaver to do that again. But the fractal screensaver from YouTube, I forget which one I got, that one worked out pretty well. It just takes a while to cycle through a whole bunch of screens of more or less solid colors and then wait for an interesting pattern to arrive. That made the shoot kind of interesting, and I don't have anything ready to share now, and I probably won't put it on this feed because this is meant to be family friendly, but I know I want to share out something from this relatively quickly, because I tend to work collaboratively with the models, and every model I work with gets to choose about 5 images from the set. I mean, they get to pick through all the ones I haven't edited and probably might not ever edit. If they want to use it for their own portfolio, I'll clean it up and make it presentable and then give it to the model. But I sent that proof gallery to the model already last night, and I haven't heard back yet, but this model I've worked with before. I'm pretty sure I'll hear back from her today. But even then, I think even when I was just quickly flipping through the images, I see not a dozen, but probably a dozen that I want to edit, just because of the patterns, and getting the patterns more or less at interesting places on the nude body is kind of fun. Anyway, I think I've gone on for long enough. That's what I did and why I missed my recording last night. So I'll definitely talk to you tomorrow.